Get access to actionable news and market research with all the information you need to invest smarter and profit faster. Start your free trial today at pro.benzinga.com.
What is up, friends? We are back. Finally, I know we have let you down over the past 2 weeks, but we have some exciting updates for you. Obviously, first and foremost, if you haven't seen the news, Benzinga is acquired a 51% stake to Behringer Capital. Super excited for the future of this podcast, of the cannabis activations in particular, as that is what Aaron and I do here every morning to bring you cannabis insights as well as stock picks and news. And then also just for the company as a whole. So more podcasts, more information, more resources for you all. Stay tuned for that over the next couple months as we start to roll some new things out. I'm super excited about that. The reason we have not had a lot of shows over the past 2 weeks, though, Benzinga hosted its last 2021 Cannabis Capital Conference in New York City on Thursday and Friday of October 14th and 15th. We had tons of major players in the industry, from the parent company and Trulieve and unrivaled brands and Jushi and Lowell Farms. And I mean, the list goes on and on, y'all. So please check that out on Benzinga's YouTube. You can find the playlist on there of five tracks of content from the leaders in this space. It was incredibly insightful all the way around. Tons of institutional and accredited investors attended, and we look forward to doing this again March 9th and 10th in Miami. That's it. Once again, March 9th and 10th in Miami. We already have a lot of these operators wanting to get on board for it. So you all can attend as well. Watch out for the ticket page on bzcannabis.com. And then last week, of course, if you aren't that in tune to the cannabis space, it is the largest expo in the industry of MJ BizCon, put on by MJ Business Daily. That it was an awesome experience. Everybody who's anybody in the industry kind of has to be there for visibility purposes. We interviewed a lot of the leaders in the industry, from Columbia Care and Green Lane and High Tide, all the way to a psychedelics investor. All the way to, honestly, tons of others. We probably had one of the best lists of interviews at the event. So check that out as Aaron rolls that out probably later in the week. And then we also had facility tours of Planet 13, of High Tide's central facility to their cannabis ancillary e-commerce site in the U.S. So that was awesome. We'll also be rolling those videos out a little bit later this week. A lot happened in the last 2 weeks, but as I said, we still want to bring you cannabis stock picks and news. We have a little bit to catch up on. AgriFi, news upon news for them with their acquisitions of Precision and Cascade, and now introducing a new vertical farming unit last week at MJ Biz. Jushi had two bits of exciting news. That's J-U-S-H-F. They opened their 25th dispensary, increasing their footprint here in the U.S. They also announced, and this is the kicker, y'all, they announced an investment from Sunstream at $100 million. I'm relatively positive that's the largest investment by Sunstream, which, as you know, we've talked about it a bunch, is Sundial's investment vehicle. That's SNDL. Their investment vehicle puts $100 million into U.S. operator, I would say probably in that tier two, verging on tier one MSO. $100 million. I mean, this is huge. Any way you look at it, for Jushi and Sundial, I think Sundial gets a massive return on this. Jushi, J-U-S-H-F, just is very clean, data-driven, very consumer trend-driven company. Love their management, love their strategy all the way around. I'm obsessed with this news. Flora Growth Corp, FLGC, received GACP certification, opening the pathway to dry flower export to international GMP producers or to markets where importing is legal. So Flora Growth Corp increasing their reach for dried flower exportation out of Latin America. I'm a fan of FLGC. I think they get poo-pooed on unnecessarily so, just because of their association in the Latin American community and market. As Latin American growers aren't necessarily first in line for investments these days, simply because of the U.S. market. But as Mexico opens up, as some of these larger markets open up, you know, these companies are well positioned for an international footprint. So keep an eye on FLGC. High Tide, HITI, expands footprint to 103 stores in Canada. I believe this was in Ontario. in Saskatchewan. Again, we took a tour of their e-commerce facility this past week. We'll get that video up, but I mean, probably a top five, maybe top 10 largest footprint in the world goes to High Tide. So keep an eye on them. Intercure, NASDAQ-listed INCR, announces an unaudited preliminary revenues of $24 million Canadian for their Q3 2021. This is up 36% quarter over quarter and up three times from the same time in 2020. So a solid performance there. With the way the market is trending in terms of performance and year over year, quarter over quarter, I do want to see this number up a little bit in Q4, as I think they have tons of markets at their beck and call if they want to compete with the larger international players. But overall, Intercure, a very solid play there. Fire and Flower, FFLWF, takes its debt on its balance sheet next to nothing as it prepares for a new phase in their operations. Few more bits of news. Canadian cannabis sales increased 44% in August to a record $357 million. That's fantastic. Verano borrows $120 million at 8.5%. And Ayr Wellness, that's AYRWF, raises $49.7 million through warrant exercises. We did also speak to Greenlane about their acquisition of DaVinci. Very exciting times for the ancillary driver there. This is Elliot Lane. That was 6.5 minutes of cannabis news and insights here at Benzinga.com. Tune into us every day. We're back on track for the rest of the year, y'all. Looking forward to it. Let us know what you want to hear about. CannabisHour@Benzinga.com is a way to get a hold of us. We look forward to speaking to you again tomorrow. Hey, investors. Thanks so much for tuning in to Benzinga's Cannabis Daily Stock Picks and News Podcast every day pre-market. Once again, this is not financial advice. Please do your own research. We hope we bring you the best and most efficient news for your investing. Continue to find us on Benzinga.com/cannabis, Benzinga.com/podcasts, or on YouTube on Benzinga's channel.